get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo Podcast. Hey, hey, it's the Queen Quimo Podcast. Get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo Podcast. It's the Queen Quimo Podcast. Better get in tune when she broadcasts. Small feed. Better pay attention when she broadcasts. All facts. Might learn something with your dog ass. Get yourself checked on a Sunday. Just might get you right on a Monday. Aim high. Why? You can make it big someday. Cause when I say aim, I ain't talking about the gunplay. Even though we straight from the hood with it. Any topic, we can talk what's good with it. Midwest, we putting on. You an artist in your song. Think your track hot, we gon' see when she put it on. They either gon' vibe or they gon' leave when she put it on. That's G, get to know about Queen. No subject, look, she just might open up. Not play this and freestyle when she open up. No play thing on the low, she be going nuts. Got the city going up. This the type of show you listen to when you're rolling up or chilling at the crib with your family, y'all pouring up. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. It's the Queen Quimo Podcast. Get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo Podcast.
Oh, shit. Hello, everybody. Today is April the 1st, 2020, and you're not listening to the Queen Quimo Podcast. What's up, y'all? Shalom, salutations, assalamu alaikum, all of that good shit, you know. Hope everybody's staying encouraged, doing what the fuck they supposed to be doing during this young quarantine, and that y'all just trying to stay positive. You know, I know a lot of people has been laid off, you know, missing some work, sitting in the house, but like I said in the last episode, this is a good opportunity to start really enhancing yourself as a person. You know, start that podcast that you wanted to start, write that book, anything that you felt like you've been wanting to do for a while, just haven't had time to get your mind wrapped around it, now is the time. So don't complain about how, oh, I didn't have time to do this, I didn't have time to do that. No, learn to manage your schedule. You know, now that you have all of this new, unexpected time, learn to manage your schedule. Get up every day or before you go to sleep, write down your schedule of things to do at night so you could be prepared for the day. Like, literally, I have to do that shit myself. I got a quarantine work schedule. I work from 10 to 4 in the 10 in the morning to 4 in the evening, and then after that, 5 o'clock I start cooking, and you know, I just kind of wind down and like let my schedule go from there. But y'all know I'm like a very creative, artsy person, so my sleeping pattern is crazy. So I did go to sleep a little bit earlier today. I needed me a little nap, and now I'm up. So it's probably like, it's actually April 2nd. It's 12:46 in the morning, and I'm up, you know. Yeah, but anyways, prepare your schedule. I'm telling you, like, even if you got the kids getting a little restless on you, or you know, the kids getting all bottled up. I had my nieces and nephew probably all last week, and I created a schedule. You know, we did school for 2 hours a day. We had playtime. We had craft time. I set a timer for 2 hours where they could read. They could write an essay, read a book, whatever. But they left me the fuck alone for 2 hours. And if you make it fun and you get them rewards, they'll listen. You know, you have to try. Like, so it worked for me. I'm pretty sure it'll work for y'all. You know, we just got to be more optimistic and be creative. So if anybody got anything they want to discuss during this time of quarantine, I am accepting podcast features and interviews. You can email me at queenquaymo@gmail.com. So that's queenquaymo@gmail.com. Fucks with your girl. So this episode that I'm touching on, I actually been wanting to do it for a while. And it's about healing. And, you know, and I kind of wanted to talk about it because I did an episode for probably like maybe 4 or 5 months ago. And it was just talking about like the self-love, the fake self-love movement. And it's very fucking flawed and it's fake. And people got you thinking that self-love is doing yoga or, you know, that this new lifestyle of yoga, or they eating vegan style, or, you know, all of these pictures and everything that's promoted, they have you thinking that this lifestyle is healthier for you and there is no up and downs and that you really love yourself every single day at this point and yada, yada, yada. And that's just not really fucking realistic. although I am happy that people do promote that because you have to see things in order for it to be true. But I think people need to really like touch on the realisticness of how hard it is to learn to love yourself and to do it every single day, you know. And I feel the same way about healing. I think personally, me being in healthcare since I was 17 years old, now that I'm 30, and just having being around different people who've had different sicknesses and illnesses, like in their lives, I know how hard it is to heal. And so that's another thing that's promoted on the internet. Like, oh, I healed from this and I healed and it's healing and I did this and this healed me. And they make it seem like it's just this thing that just happened and they felt so good. And I'm here to tell y'all it's bullshit. Okay. It's bullshit. Like, that is bullshit. As a person who's really still healing and still having to learn to heal from different things, I'm here to tell you this shit does not feel good. It doesn't. Like, right, it eventually it begins feeling good, but in the first initial stages of healing, it does not feel good. It's very uncomfortable. It hurts, and it's scary. It's scary, and I want to compare it to something. I want to compare healing to, let's say, being shot. Now, you get shot, that shit hurts like hell. I don't know, I haven't been shot, but from what I hear, the shit hurts like hell. You know, the shit hurts like hell. It burns your flesh. It ends up hurting other organs, and you just, the trauma associated with it is just, is painful enough, you know. So, being shot is a very rough, scary, like, very serious fucking thing to go through, being shot, you know. And the healing process of being shot is even more painful because for some, that pain never goes away. You constantly have that pain. You just learn to cope with that pain. And only reason I kind of can speak on this is because, like I said, I have not personally been shot, but the man who raised me, my father, my stepfather, you know, he was shot over 22 different times, you know, like, it was a total of 5 times, but initially, he was shot a total of 5 separate times, but altogether, it was like 22 different bullet holes that have been and entered his body. So, I could still kind of remember going to the hospitals and just seeing him having to heal through some of that process, and it's not a easy process. So anyone who knows someone who's been shot or who's been through that, they know that the levels to healing in that is painful. Like, your stomach hurt. Sometimes you vomiting. Sometimes you, like, you want to holler, you want to scream. Like, it's just a lot of shit that goes there, and it's painful. I think that certain things that we go through in our life can be compared to that, like healing. Healing does not start off fucking feeling good. So all of these people telling you, oh, heal, it's going to feel so good, woo woo. No, you need to be realistic. Look, in the beginning, the shit does not feel good. You ever, like, had some pain and you be just, your body shaking, you screaming, you crying, like you can't even breathe. You can't even sleep. You traumatized from this. Sometimes healing, you go through that when you're healing. It hurts. It has to hurt, like, because healing is a process. It's not something that initially feels good. And I just think that people who say that they healed from something have not truly healed. Or if they just say it so easily, I should say, like, oh, I healed from that. I'm over that. I've healed. No, we never stop healing. We never stop healing. Like, you have to really, like, get to a point where you can cope with some of the traumas that you've been through. So for some, you may have healed, you know, so like small cuts, minor injuries, you probably easily healed from that. But those deep pains and things that are deep rooted, there's a process to healing. So I want to talk about the process to healing. And hopefully this medicine is helpful for other people because, like I said, I'm still healing from different things myself. I'm not going to ever be on here like, oh, I'm healed. I'm not healed. I'm still learning to heal, learning to cope. Because this generation, That's something that we doing that our ancestors and our elders weren't able to do. They weren't allowed to heal. They were in survival mode for the most point, and they didn't have the tools or the luxury to be able to heal. So a lot of times when you don't heal from something, the sickness takes over. And so you have to be able to be given the proper medicine in order to heal. And I think like this generation, we have it. We have a lot of things, like a lot of luxury. We got information. We have a lot more time now. We have a lot more resources. Like we got the internet, and we are finding different outlets to cope, you know, like through meditation, getting some help for our mental health, seeking therapy, praying. Like we have different options. Before that, our elders and our ancestors, all they had was prayer and church. And sometimes it's not enough. It's not enough compared to like all of the trauma and things that we've been through. It's not enough. You need several different treatments, especially if it's for something like, if you want to compare it to being sick, if it's something like cancer. Is people think of cancer, they just think it's the chemo. No, the chemo in turn with your diet, in turn with your support team, and in turn with other medications that you're gonna have to take from what the cancer has affected other organs. So it's a process with heating, and with the process, there's different treatments that goes into play. So I want to just talk about that when it comes to healing. What's up, my people? I know where everybody been in the house getting their COVID-19 quarantine on. Stay safe, wash your hands, put good things in your body, yada, yada, yada. Be good, y'all. But this is the perfect time to get a self-care routine in. And most importantly, y'all know why I'm here. I need y'all to start taking care of your hair. So if you've been wanting to go natural, or you are natural and you need a little guidance, check out my website at queenquaymo.com and go ahead and grab my Natural Hair Care Scriptures book. This book not only gives you tips that you need to make your natural journey a success, but it also offers two recipes that you can make for yourself. So if you're struggling financially and you want to make your own shampoo and conditioner, this is why you should grab this book. So go to queenquaymo.com. The book is on sale. I hope it helps somebody to do what they need to do for themselves. Love y'all. Don't forget, queenquaymo.com. So one of the things, and this is really like the key factor with healing, and this is why so many people have not healed. We have to admit that we fucking need healing. And one of the ways we do that is by holding ourselves accountable to things that we have done ourselves, or things that have happened, without blaming, you know. And what I mean by that is this: like oftentimes, and I'll speak from my own personal experience, when I was younger, everything I went through, I blamed on somebody else. I blamed, well, I never had this before from my parents, or them motherfuckers, they did me wrong, and this person, they did this. And every time that I turned around, and even still, I still battle with this sometimes. Every time I turned around, when something was going wrong or something didn't go my way, I would blame other people first and myself last. And that's something too, like to help with the healing process, is to not blame. It's okay to say that someone was wrong, but it's also more important for you to say that you're wrong, or to admit that you need help with something, that you need help with something. So admitting it and realizing it, so that you can seek the proper help and get the proper assistance that you need, that you need to heal, you know. And it's rough. It's hard, because nobody want to be like, oh, I need help, or I'm wrong. It's hard for people to fucking say that. It's hard for people to be like, man, I'm fucked up for that. You very seldomly will hear people hold themselves wrong, hold themselves accountable. You're gonna hear people say, well, I only did this because they did that. Or I only did this because they did that. No, fuck that. The moment that you start blaming other people for some shit that you did in your own life is a problem, you know? And not saying that some things didn't contribute to that, because it does. Like, everything is not your fault. So I don't want people to start thinking that I'm telling you to blame yourself for everything that happens to your life. But for things that you know you have done, start really holding yourself accountable to that. Hold yourself accountable to that. You can't blame things that you're doing in your adult life on childhood by constantly talking about what happened in childhood and not reflecting on the things that you're doing in adulthood, because it's just going to be a vicious cycle that continues. So be willing to heal. You have to be willing to heal. You have to start holding yourselves accountable. And then sometimes if it's hard, the second thing too, and this is a really hard step, like for healing, is get help. See who wants to help you and support you during the time that you're sick. So again, I'll compare it to somebody being sick. If you become bedridden, what's the first thing you have to do? You got to get you some assistance. You got to get you a CNA, a caregiver, a family, a friend, somebody to help you get in and out of the bed. You want to know why? Because you're sick. You can't do it alone. You cannot heal by yourself. And so a lot of us, myself included, we so independent and we so selfish, and we so like, oh, me, and that's what the world teaches, that we're afraid to admit that we may need some actual treatment or some help from somebody to heal through something. And that's why a lot of us can't heal, because we think we could heal ourselves. And that's a big mistake. That's a big mistake. Especially if it's something that you really, really like, a very life-changing experience, to feel like you have the power to change and to heal yourself without even like considering talking to another person, it limits you to your healing. It confines you to healing. You might have not healed yourself, but you might actually have scarred yourself and made yourself numb to a situation. And then it's going to require more additional treatments to heal. So get help. Accept support from people. Accept support from loved ones, you know, or a trained professional, or like whoever you feel and whatever, like in your direction of healing that you feel is necessary for you to do. Allow the help and the support to come to you to heal. Like that's really a very, very hard thing for myself, because some things I've been so used to being independent that it has made me stubborn. And in reality, like I've tried to like conceal different things about myself that really has hurt me or scarred me emotionally, that me talking to another person about it makes me feel weak and vulnerable. And I don't like how it feels. I don't like how it feels. So like for a long time, and still, like I said, still a battle for me. I have not healed from different situations because I have not been willing to accept the help and the support from individuals that can help me heal. And that's something that if we really like want to change something, we gotta allow people to help us and not try to be in control of every situation that's happening to our lives, because that limits us, that constricts us. If we think that we can do everything, and if we think we got all the answers, and if we think, oh, I can do this, I can do this, I can do that, I got it, I don't need this, I don't need that. Guess what? You limiting yourself to the things that could happen to you greater in life, more spiritual in life, and like you really blocking your blessings. So like when people used to say that, I didn't understand. I used to be like, how you feel like you blocking your blessings, like by trying to do things yourself? I used to hear like a lot of older people tell me that, and it's true. I get it now, because you are not allowed to grow because other people have different experiences that can help you. Other people have a different approach, a different mindset. Other people may actually be able to like not help you through it, but help you see yourself in a different likeness, you know, and we need those gems from other people. We need that support from other people in order to grow, because if we keep on trying to like have this independence that we want so badly, it does the opposite. It strips you. It does not allow you to grow. And I want to grow from different situations. I don't want to be stumbled or strifled. And, you know, it's rough though. You know what I'm saying? So like when people be talking this healing shit on, you know, the internet, or, you know, all of these motherfuckers got these little life coach businesses or whatever, and it's no shade to anybody in particular. Y'all know who y'all are if you're doing this. Hopefully, a seed is planted so y'all could keep it more authentic with people. But, you know, healing sometimes takes years, depending on the amount of trauma that you've been through, depending on how effectively you are with your treatments, how much you participate in your healing process. So it's not just going to, you know, when they say time heals all, time can heal all, but if you're not using that time wisely and you're not acting upon, like, taking the steps to treatment for your healing, you've just spent all that time letting it become a callus. And it's just dead skin, making it a dead situation, it's stunting your growth. You know, healing brings forth growth. So it's important for Black people in particular to heal. And that's why I'm very appreciative for all of these spaces for Black people to heal. We got so many mental health organizations, Black therapists. We have a lot of people doing a lot of good in the community and doing some amazing things for our people. But I think we need to, you know, it's never enough. It's never enough. And I think we need to just make sure that we keep it authentic, you know, not just, oh, I want to tell people this much to get them into my business, or I want to tell people this much to have them look at me this way. When in reality, if you really want to heal, sometimes you're going to be embarrassed and you're going to have to reveal things about yourself that make you uncomfortable, or you're going to have to do things that you never anticipated on fucking doing, because the goal is to help one reach that level of healing. And so sometimes you have to be that sacrificial lamb. And I think it's easier said than done. A lot of people are not ready for that. They talk that, but they are not ready for that. And myself included, because like I said, I've been trying to heal from so many things, and I'm still working on healing. And me accepting that help from people has been a very, very, very huge struggle for me. And I'm learning to embrace that I need help. I'm learning to embrace talking to my elders. I'm learning to embrace that I don't have all of the answers. Because the moment we start saying, I know everything, I got everything, I know what I'm doing, I'm going to find it myself. You know, we think all of this, I can't. Okay, well, you didn't already told the universe that you have it. I'm not going to give you nothing else. See, the power of the tongue, the things that we say with our mouths, we really have to be careful of. And we really have to, like, just, you know, humble ourselves. We don't have it all. None of us have all of the answers. None of us know the perfect way to live our lives. Because if we did, we wouldn't have so much chaos right now. You know? So, yeah, man, healing, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy. So, like, what I want to encourage anybody to do, though, who's trying to heal, number one, you know, make connections with people. Don't be afraid to tell people what you're going through. You'll be surprised at who you, like, and I'm not saying that you just dip your business out to anybody, but you'll be surprised at how, when you have a conversation with somebody, how refreshing it is just to get it off your chest, to really find that outlet. So if you don't have somebody that you got, you know, talk to, this is why I tell people, journal. Write down things in your journal. You don't feel comfortable writing down things in your journal because some of the stuff you don't want people to read or know about yourself. After you finish writing it and you read it, rip it up. Rip it up, tear it up, burn it. Whatever you need to do to get this shit up out of your body, to get this shit up out of your mind, to help you heal, do it. You need to talk to somebody, talk to them. You only have one person you could talk to. Okay, well, talk to them and then start making connections with other people, because sometimes we have our guards up for the wrong reasons. We assume that everybody is bad and that the world is bad, when we actually have a world full of good people as well. We actually have a lot of people out here putting in the work, and it is going to require us to be a little patient and to have a little trust and to have a little faith. And that's what we lack. You know, we lack the belief that there are still good people in the world, and we lack even the ability in ourselves to heal. So it's something that, you know, I really work on. You know, I'm not going to sit up here. Like I said, I don't have all of the fucking answers. I know I don't. I don't have all of the answers, but I know that I've been working on healing, and this is something that I've been working on for years, and I'm going to continue to work on until I'm in the grave and on earth, because healing, we are always going to have to continuously work on healing and doing our maintenance checks to grow. Because once you stop growing, that should scare you. Once you start feeling like, I know everything, there's nothing anybody could tell me, I could do this on my own. Okay, well, you saying that, remember what you say with your mouth. I can do this on my own. I don't need help. I don't need people. I say that shit a lot. But I've learned to stop saying that shit, that I don't fucking need people, because I do, you know. And we have to get to that point where we're comfortable saying that I do need help. I do need other people. That's not making you weak. That's not making you feel like, I mean, well, it's not, it may make you feel a way, but it's not true what you're feeling, that you're weak or you're powerless. No, it's admitting that you need help and that you need guidance and that you want to fucking grow. I have not met anybody that was successful that did it 100% on their own. There was always someone that they learned from, that they received some guidance from, and that they received some help from. And now you still have to do your own leg work, and you still have to put in that work and be ambitious. And that's not just even on no work standpoint, but just in life. You know, I think sometimes, and this is where our healing has to come into place, we've put material things of the world in place of spiritual things. And sometimes you have to be as ambitious in your spiritual world as you are in your material world. Because the real riches and the real possessions come spiritually. That's something that nobody can take from you except for you. You know, that's where the accountability comes into play. And so I think, like, the world, and this is actually some shit I've really been thinking about since the quarantine. And I've been being very productive spiritually by just really trying to acknowledge the Creator and acknowledge, you know, family, acknowledge what is important to me in my life. Because when you lose everything, you lose your money, you lose your job, you lose all of these businesses, this system come crumbling down, what are you stuck with? You stuck with yourself. You stuck with your memories. You stuck with your family, you know. And so all of those things are connected to you in the spiritual side. It's connected to the spiritual side of your life. So nobody's saying stop chasing. You have to be ambitious and prosperous in this world, but have balance and be ambitious and prosperous in the spiritual life. Because if you don't have those things, those possessions that you had, that material, it's not going to mean nothing to you. You're going to still be broke. You're going to still be in this race, just miserable. And then you'll spend all of this time trying to achieve things in the material world that never enhanced you spiritually, which never brought growth towards your life and your family. So we got to have balance. Yeah, we got to get this bag. We got to get this money. But we also got to enhance our lives spiritually to enjoy those things in the world with the people we love first, and make sure we're prioritizing things. And in order to receive things spiritually, we have to heal. We have to heal. See, like, even, and I know I'm going all over the place with this episode because now I'm just kind of letting my spirit speak. But even, like, when we fast, people don't understand, like during Ramadan or during the Sabbath, like, when people are fasting, they're healing their body. Well, you know, people don't fast during Sabbath, but, like, when people fast, I think it's during Passover. So my Israelites, help me out with this. I think it's during Passover that they fast. But when you're fasting, it's healing your body. So when you go 24 hours without eating, or however long you go on without eating, without putting anything in your body, your cells are replenishing, they're repairing. And then it's making you full, it's making you complete, offering something towards God. And so that's all goes hand in hand with enhancing yourself spiritually, you know. It's the things that we give up to receive. That's what it's all about. What are you willing to give up in order to receive? And what you receive is going to be much higher than anything that you could ever put a dollar amount on, but you have to heal in order to receive it. And so we got to continuously, like, I know everybody going through some shit right now through quarantine. I know everybody going through some shit with their families. I know everybody going through some shit with their jobs. I know everybody just really is fucking going through it. But now is the time to heal. Learn to heal. Learn to appreciate your family. Learn to have some balance in your finances. Learn to find different ways to get money. Learn how to be more productive. Learn how to forgive. Learn how to forgive. Learn how to forgive. Learn how to forgive. Forgive family members that have hurt you. Forgive those friends who you thought have wronged you. Forgive yourself. And it's not easy. That's why it's going to require you to receive help and support from other people, because sometimes we don't even realize, like, the significance of us holding ourselves accountable to different situations. And it's not like we're going to blame ourselves for things other people have done for us, but we're going to let them have their say, and we're going to have our say, and learn how to be more in control of situations and create boundaries too. Because that's another thing that I've really been learning along this journey. I'm such a lover and, like, giving person, and it makes me selfish. That it makes me really selfish, because I will do things for people that I want done to myself, because, you know, that's the golden rule. Do to others what you want done to yourself or whatever. But there's stipulations to that, and there should be boundaries. There should be boundaries. There should be certain things that you shouldn't allow a person to get so close to you without learning much about you or building that bond with you. And I think we have to have boundaries. We have to set those fucking boundaries in place to help avoid certain situations. And when we don't put those into place, when we don't put boundaries into place, we end up hurting a lot more than we would have if we would have just set up a little bit of boundaries with different individuals that we come in contact with. And so it's important. You know, I'm just really learning, y'all. I've been really reflecting, like, during this time of just sitting in the house. I've really been reflecting on different things that I just want to implement in my life and just grow. And I want to help other people, you know, because this is a really difficult time. Like, literally, you know, 80 million people in the world are sitting in the crib. Just sitting in the crib, like, can't do much of nothing. And a lot of people that's yapping their mouth, telling people what to do, they're not suffering from this. They're not going through the missed paychecks. They're not going through the kids being at home with them all day. They're not going through worrying about how their lights are going to get cut off and, you know, how they're going to get their next meal. Some people are not worried about that because that's not their struggle, and that's okay. But I think one thing we all are going through is that there's a shift in the world, and there's something that needs to be acknowledged, and there's something that needs to change within us all, whether it be financially, whether it be spiritually, whether it be mentally, whether it be emotionally. Something needs to be shifted within all of us, you know? And that's what we need to acknowledge, and just not judge the next person's situation, not judge the next person's situation, but try to inspire them with our situation, you know? Everything in life should be inspiration, you know? That's just in a realistic world, that's how it should be, but of course it's not, you know? So anyways, I done got sidetracked. Like I said, I just kind of let my spirit talk from now. I done just really been thinking, y'all. Really been thinking about so much. But I want everybody to just work on healing. You know, learn to heal from things. And like I said, the first step of healing is accountability. The second step of healing, you know, is receiving help. Talking to other people, letting them know you need help. Receiving the support. You know, another step, because I don't know what the third step was. I ain't writing no nerve cards down. Let me see. What was the third step? Let me see what the third step was. Oh, I don't even know if I mentioned this, man. I don't know if this is the third or fourth step. But, man, praying, meditating. You know, praying and meditating. Praying and meditating. That's going to help you heal. You know how they say, ask and you shall receive? Ask and you shall receive. But they also say, look and you shall find. So you do have to ask. So with asking, that's prayer. You know, meditation, you reflecting on those prayers. Or you reflecting and thinking about those things that are putting you in a soothing, peaceful mind so that you can receive. And then also you reading different spiritual things to build you up so that you can find what you're looking for, you receive. It's a whole process in that. And I notice I'm in my most peaceful place when I'm doing both, when I'm praying, meditating, and reading, trying to understand, trying to seek guidance, trying to seek clarity. Because that's how I get some of my answers. I would never even realize I had an issue with healing or within myself if I hadn't started opening books, listening to podcasts, networking, having conversations with other people in my family, having conversations with other people that I just randomly meet. That's one of the things that like kind of helped me come to an epiphany in my own life. Having these different podcast conversations with people, you know, that's me looking and shall finding. And I've been learning a lot, and I want to continue to learn. I want to continue to grow. And so I want to make sure that when I say some shit, that I'm manifesting the right things into my life. I'm going to stop saying that I can be independent and I can do it all on my own, because that's not the reality I want for my life. I don't want to be independent. I don't want to do everything on my own. Now, of course, I know how, and of course I can, but I would like some help. I would like to receive. I would like to grow. I would like to not limit myself to any box or anything that could keep me down and keep me in a stuck place to not heal. And so healing is a big portion of to receiving. We have to heal. We say we want different things in our lives. You can't enjoy those different things in your life if you don't learn to heal. Okay? Well, I love y'all, man. I'm finna get the fuck up off of here. I hope this episode helped somebody who really needed to hear it. You know, I hope y'all staying encouraged out there. Just try. Be productive as you can. You know what I'm saying? You trying to find a little money. Look, it's a lot of little online games going on. Bingo. The Amazon is still hiring. I know everybody can't afford to be non-essential. So they do have the Amazon jobs that are still hiring. A lot of warehouses. And a lot of them are doing hazardous pay, you know. If you're looking for like some work from home virtual jobs, check out Indeed Gigs. I know I'm saying that country as hell, but Jobs Indeed Gigs. Okay, they got some work from home jobs on there. Aerotech got some work from home jobs on there. Like, you got to kind of like really look and pick, but they do have some online jobs out there. So when you type in a search and look up virtual assistant, look up remote jobs, look up work from home, look up online tutor jobs. They do have a lot of online tutor jobs where you don't have to have no degree. You just got to have like your high school diploma, and some you don't even have to have that. So just really look around. It's going to take a lot of digging and research. I've been doing a lot of looking around. I actually got an interview for one in the morning, so I'll let y'all know how it goes. And as I keep finding things out, I'm going to keep sharing with y'all. So I was listening to Breakfast Club. Somebody said that they've been couponing. And they've been selling the different items they got from Coupon just to get some extra coins. Another person said they got a job at Instacart because Instacart is always looking for people doing the deliveries. Amazon delivery, FedEx delivery, FedEx package handling, USPS package handling, UPS package handling. It's a lot of delivery jobs out there. So if you have your driver's license and you're looking for a job, definitely Uber Eats or any of those delivery jobs you can do. You looking to try to make some money. A lot of people on thecare.com looking for babysitters, looking for people to come clean and sanitize their offices, their spaces, their houses. So a lot of sanitation jobs are available. Again, make sure you're masking up, taking your vitamins, putting good things in your body, and just really taking things serious if you can, you know. So like, you know, do what you can. You know, everybody can't afford, you know, to not go to work during these times. So if you got to feed your family and you got to do what you got to do, do what you got to do, baby. Ain't nobody judging you. And if it motherfucker is, tell them to suck your dick, period. Because ain't nobody finna let their motherfucking family starve. But just take precautions, stay prayed up, you know, and really just, you know, chill. If you can chill, you know, it's going to get better, y'all. But I love y'all. I hope everybody is doing well. And I'm going to be doing more and more podcast episodes. Okay? Goodbye.